Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What TV show?
What TV show is that from?
The Banana Splits?
No, Doug.
Oh.
Banana Splits was bananas in pajamas.
No, that's not Banana Splits. Banana Splits was one of my favourite shows.
Oh, Banana Splits was, hey, Banana Splits, you ain't got tricks.
No, it's like, Banana Splits, we are, how does it go?
Or the other one
how
was...
How does it go? Can someone remind me? Oh, yeah. Na 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 na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na. Oh, the other one which was so good was, and I say, hey, hey, what a wonderful time of day.
Oh,
day.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Da 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 when we go with each other.
Is that Hey Arthur?
Hey Arthur. No, that was Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold, yeah.
Who's Hey Arthur?
No, Arthur's the other one. Shit, I obviously haven't watched these for a long time.
Hello everyone, welcome back to part two of Private Parts. This is where we read the most intimate and sordid details of our lives.
Have you seen the sort of, you know, this psychological deconstruction of the Rugrats, where they actually, like, they break down all of the characters in the Rugrats, and it's really dark, and actually apparently, like, basically Chucky's schizophrenic, and he thinks that he's got, like, and basically all of the people in his life
because he was constantly neurotic,
yeah,
paranoid.
Apparently all of the kids in his life are, like, figments of his imagination, so he's actually not, like, and that's actually apparently... was the basis for the storyline.
But all of these, the funny thing is all of these stories actually have like weird, like almost hallucinogenic.
Should I read it to you?
Yeah. They have all these like weird hallucinogenic kind of things. Like, or, you know, like the Magic Roundabout was all about like different drugs and stuff like that. And
how do you know about that?
Well, no, I just think it was like Daisy the cow. And then you have like Fireman Sam, which spoke about like, oh, like he grabs the fire hose and sprays it on everyone. That was all of that. And then Captain Pugwash.
Oh, yeah.
Who, you know, he had Seaman Mate, and Roger the Cabin Boy.
The horrifying Rugrats fan theory will ruin Rugrats for you forever.
Oh, don't ruin it for me. How did the Rugrats song go?
Do you remember Rugrats? According to this chilling theory...
Change the voice, make it better.
Okay. To start with...
No, make it more eerie.
Okay. Do you remember Rugrats? Sure you do. It was the Nickelodeon show with psychedelic animations that followed the adventures of talking babies. Seems innocent enough, right?
Yeah.
According to this chilling theory, not so much.
Shut up.
What if I told you that everything you know about Rugrats is wrong?
Go on.
To start with, Angelica is the protagonist of a tragic story. Her friendship with her dad is pretty superficial, and her mom was too busy to show her any real love to deal with her loneliness. Angelica dreamed up the Rugrats and their adventures, but why would a toddler need to dream up a bunch of babies to hang out with? Because at one time, they weren't imaginary. Chucky and his mom died in a car wreck, which is why...
Just stop there. This is like your diary, I know, but why do you keep saying mom?
Because it's written mom.
Just say mom.
Chucky and his mom died in a car wreck, which is why his dad is such a neurotic mess, remember?
Oh, yeah.
During a trip to Paris, Chaz Finster met a Japanese prostitute named Kira.
What story have you turned on to now?
He married her and she moved to America to be with him. This is Rugrats. Kira had a daughter, Kimmy. That's
the twins.
Exactly. She was taken away because the state didn't think Kira was a fit mother due to her profession and severe substance abuse. Kira missed her daughter so dearly and always brings her up in conversation. Chaz, on the other hand, still constantly talks about his son Chucky. Angelica has taken the bits and pieces she's heard and created the characters of Kimmy and Chucky in her mind.
Where's Tommy?
Tommy was stillborn.
Oh! Oh my God! This is. I love how. Where's Tommy? Tommy is stillborn.
After the failed birth, his father, Stu Pickles, went crazy. That's why he spent so much time in the basement making toys for the son he'd never get to know. Phil and Lil were aborted.
Oh my God!
The DeVilles were forced to terminate their pregnancy due to tragic circumstances, and since they never found out the baby's sex, Angelica imagined them as identical twins, one male and one female. Angelica's hallucinations are a subconscious reaction to her own tragic past as well. Angelica's biological mother was an addict who died from a heroin overdose. In his depression, Angelica's dad married Charlotte, a woman obsessed with success who only wanted him for his money and got from his dead wife's life insurance payout.
This is like the most horrific story I've ever heard.
Angelica idolized her new mother, Charlotte, but always carried her Cynthia doll, which served as a reminder to her of her drug-addled dead mother, with her tattered clothes and patchy hair falling out in clumps.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? This is all the Rugrats story.
The only real baby was Dill. He was the only baby who couldn't speak because he was the only baby that wasn't a figment of Angelica's imagination.
That's so interesting. He couldn't speak.
Angelica couldn't understand why she didn't have any powers over this baby like she did the other. She didn't understand why he wouldn't listen to her and why she commanded him to stop crying. When she commanded him to stop crying. Angelica lashed out and struck him over and over and over again. The altercation changed Dill both physically and mentally.
Dude, this is...
Shall I go on?
No, that we've had enough. I mean, that is unbelievable. So all of those... And wait, some person wrote that and then turned it into a kids' show.
Well, that's the theory. That's the sort of theory behind there's a fan theory, right? That was the basis of...
Do you know what else? You know the little...
Which is quite a theory. I mean...
It's quite a long theory.
Well, it's quite a backstory, which is depressing for a kid's film. Other things like that, which seem happy on the outside.
Do you think
but
they
actually
have a
are
theory?
Very, very dark, like Ring Around the Rosie and all these.
Yeah, but that's
of
about the Black
kids,
Plague.
But kids' stories, which
The Little Mermaid's another one.
Have a quite horrific and macabre subtext.
The Little Mermaid is exactly one of those. The Little Mermaid is basically about Ariel, who loves this guy who lives on Earth so much. And the only way to... And her, like, godmother, the evil one, allows her to go on Earth. But every single time she takes a step, it's like she's walking on glass, but she does it because she loves this guy.
Well,
would you do that for me? Would you walk on glass? Yeah, I didn't even ask you. You would, in a heartbeat.
No,
answer the question. Would you walk on glass for me?
In what sense? What
for my happiness?
Well, if it would make you happy,
yeah.
Well, then I don't think I would, because that would be, you know, questionable motive.
Okay, fine. Not to make me happy. Would you do it so you could hang out with me most days?
No,
you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't walk on glass. Okay, to hang out with you more.
You could just walk on glass once a week on like a Friday afternoon. You'd have to like be walking on glass. Would you then do it just to hang out with me?
No.
Okay. Would you walk on it like Sunday?
If you were dying, then maybe I'd walk on glass.
Okay. If I was dying, would you walk on glass?
Probably not.
Also, Francis, by the way,
because I don't think that would stop you dying.
No, but it would. It would be the powers that you have.
But do you know what else is interesting about stuff?
What? Tell me.
No, I don't know. I was just asking you.
What's interesting about stuff? Because what you know...
What was I going to say?
I tell you what is interesting at the moment.
Your hair's growing in, isn't it?
Well, not that, but your favourite thing in the world on at the moment.
Love Island.
Love Island. Do you know what? I'm going to be honest about it, K5.
Have you been catching up on the...
I've been watching a little bit of it. This sounds rogue. This sounds very, very rogue. And...
Rogue One?
Rogue Two.
I don't know if that's better or worse.
Well, I don't know. But I'm not sure it's as good as last year.
Well, do you know what? I'm quite glad there isn't another Camilla.
Sorry. Sorry. What are you talking about? What? Why are you so worried about that?
I'm quite glad there isn't another one of Camilla.
Why?
Because I just didn't really... I didn't warm to her.
Wait, hang on. Out of the whole of Love Island annoyed you last year because there was one person called Camilla, so you got pissed off at it.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't pissed off at it. I just felt like...
Oh, you hooked up with her?
No, I didn't hook up with her. I just didn't... warm to her. I felt like there was something that she was...
She didn't reply to your DMs.
I didn't think that she was
That's
authentic.
It. She didn't reply to your direct messages.
I didn't think that she was authentic. I thought she was inauthentic.
Okay, so...
And I thought that the most inauthentic thing about her was how much he tried to be authentic. If that makes sense.
Oh, that's like a like Inception right there. Okay, wait. So then what? How do you love this year's one?
I've only watched the first 2-3 episodes so far. I'm catching up, but so far I really like
Eel.
Jack, the guy with the really white teeth. He's a bit of a ledge.
Do an impression of Jack. Go.
What, mate? Yeah. So yeah. What? Yeah, Danny, yeah. So I think we're like perfect together.
Okay, I'll pretend I'm Danny. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, Jack, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, how you doing?
You sound like Danny Dyer, my dad. I mean, that's, you're not meant to be acting as Danny Dyer.
No, but they're all from like South London, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go on. Oh, hi, Jack.
What, Danny, how you doing?
Yeah, all right. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Is that the only conversation they have? Is that literally? Yeah.
I think we're like, I think we're really similar, you know.
I love it. The conversation that we think they only have is, oh, yeah, how you doing? Yeah, good. How you doing?
No, that's just when they meet. Obviously, and also maybe when they're checking up on each other.
So I haven't even really been watching it because when they're checking up on each other, they go, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good.
You all right? Yeah. How you doing? Yeah, it's not easy, is it?
Yeah, that's actually so true. Have you ever watched The Only Wears Essex?
Not easy, is it, being stuck in there, you know?
If you ever watched The Only Wears Essex, yeah.
Yeah.
Every single conversation begins with Luke's coffee. They go, you all right?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
It sounded a bit like Northern there.
They do. They say that every single time.
Yeah.
But I think we start off, me and Chelsea, we probably start off.
So, hey, that's more. Everyone says so before they say anything.
So,
I heard about you and Eloise.
What did you hear about us?
I heard about you and Eloise and your baby.
Well, she's not pregnant.
Your incoming baby.
No, we don't have an incoming. To the point, I'm actually now at the moment getting a little bit broody. I'm not even joking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I weirdly am. I'm getting.
Is your 19-year-old girlfriend getting broody? Because I doubt it.
Hey, do you know what though, dude?
What?
We have to have the answer to the question of the week.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love this. The reason that American eggs are illegal here and English eggs or British eggs are illegal in America is why?
Well, I don't know. I gave you my...
You thought, why? What was your answer?
Well, I said it's because you can't... They want to use local farmers, so why would they take
American... Local produce, so you're like...
Yeah.
Bet British eggs first.
Yeah.
Okay. Britain first.
Britain first. Britain first.
Really?
Britain first. Do you know what I watched? Do you know what... What are you doing?
All right, you said it. Didn't realise you were into that, mate.
I didn't hear what you said.
Well, no, it's fine. Do you go to a lot of the rallies?
No, I watched this movie the other day called The Darkest Hour.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Which oh, actually, right. They won the Oscar for. What's his name is
Winston Churchill. I can't believe you didn't know that. You went to see the movie.
It was. He Winston with it. What's his name? Who played Winston Churchill?
Gary Oldman.
And it is
one of my favorite actors.
One of my favorite actors. And it is.
Well, he's not. He's one of my favorite.
One of my favorite actors. Just... I would walk on glass for him, 100%. And he is
right,
not only one of my you favorite actors. He's fantastic. Secondly, do you know how amazing Winston Churchill was?
Yeah.
He was just incredible.
Yeah, he was
he had a whole, I've said this before, he had this whole going, and the speech that he gives, not, I'll find them on the beaches, I'll fight them in the gardens, not that one.
No, he doesn't say the gardens.
You know, I'll fight them in the hills.
You're bastardizing a great speech now.
Okay, well, anyway, what he said, but the thing he did say, which was so good, which is actually so true, and I think this is...
No, he said, US eggs will not be legal here for the following reason.
No, he didn't. Hold on, I'm just getting this.
Are you not curious to know the answer to the question?
Yes. Hold on. Right, Aisha, I'll just cut this bit out. Sorry, guys. Hold on, okay. Here we go. Hold on, it's interesting to find this thing.
You've got very... Your hands have become all freckly.
Yeah.
Did you get those tattooed on? Because...
Huh?
Apparently that's a new trend. Meghan Markle has spawned a new trend of people getting freckled tattoos. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Got it. So here we go. So listen, so it's going to cuddle that. Are you ready for this?
So Jamie's followed the trend.
No. There's an amazing speech that Churchill gives, right? Which is all about like how we should never give up. And it's so true. And it's such like words which are amazing. We should never give up in the face of fear, in the face of challenging...
Adversity.
You love speaking about adverts. You just love that. You should always never give up. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Then out spake brave Horatius, the captain of the gate. To every man upon this earth, death cometh soon or late. And how can man die better than facing fearful odds for the ashes of his fathers and the temples of his gods? Booyah!
Yeah.
That's what he said at the end. Booyah!
Yeah. He to tear it off.
He did.
Wait, not to tear it off. Top it off.
Tell me the answer.
So the real reason that American eggs are illegal in the UK and vice versa is because American eggs are washed.
Really?
And we are not allowed to have washed eggs in our supermarkets.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. But American supermarkets are not allowed to have eggs that aren't washed.
Well, apparently, how you get salmonella is from a dirty chicken's bum.
Salmonella?
I met this person called Sam and the other person called Ella.
And how do you get them?
You get them is by a chicken's dirty bum.
Yes, well, it's usually in, you know, very intensive battery farming, you get salmonella outbreaks. But this is what the podcast is about now, is that about salmonella. So tune in if you're interested.
Do you know how you get typhoid?
Yes, dirty water.
That's right.
I know.
Well,
it was really unpleasant. I don't want to go into the details, but it was really unpleasant.
And also, Francis, by the way, you know I have my diary this week because I have been in Croatia. We're back together for like, what, a day?
You and Eloise are back together for a day.
Eloise and I are not back together for a day. We're back together forever.
Did any drama happen?
Yeah, lots of drama.
Can you reveal anything?
I can't, but I'm going to read you my diary.
Because guys, I'm not in Croatia because I've got, you know, a business to run and...
So do I.
Life to lead.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm there.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Well, you do have to lead your life in Croatia. I forgot about that.
Monday. So I flew to Croatia to the island of Hvar this week to film the brand new series of Made in Chelsea.
How do you spell Hvar?
H-V-A-R.
Right.
Hvar! We're in season...
Is that how it's pronounced?
Hvar! We're in season 16 now, and I think surely this season there has to be a murder. Not that I want a murderer. I just mean that something big should happen. Croatia is a beautiful place. Think of a mixture between Greece and Italy, and if you haven't been to either of those places, just imagine a place which is dry, but also slightly muggy, has a sea, pebble beaches, and hot. Basically Brighton in the summer, but with Croatians. And I tell you what, I love it.
Oh yeah? Is that your diary?
No, I've got Wednesday as well.
All right.
You want to hear it?
Go on then.
So I got into a fight and nearly arrested.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Were you a bit drunk?
No. I was right. I've got a scratch on my arm there at the moment. Don't know, Francis.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, he fell out of a car.
I fell out of the car. So I have
wasn't even moving.
Yeah, I have a scratch on my... You're not even there. You don't know.
You told me.
I was in a car and basically, you know, they have those electric doors that open up and the driver can do it themselves. Mm. I was leaning against the door. I leant forward to talk to someone. I leant back and he already opened it and I fell all the way out the door. And this is what happened to my arm. Yeah, I wasn't ready for it.
Did it take you by surprise?
Yeah, it did.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, but I normally like surprises, but not
that
surprise.
Did it hurt more when it happened or in the morning?
No, it hurt more when it happened.
Yeah.
So I got into a fight and nearly arrested. Now, these are two different occasions, so not at the same time. The fight happened because some very big Croatian man shoved in front of me at a cash point, and instead that I moved back and asked if I moved back. Now, I had a couple of drinks, so I declined his offer, and that was the moment he turned. You know when you suddenly realise you're in the worst situation that can ever happen, but you have no way of getting out? This Croatian man turned to me and his eyes went pure evil. The moment my girlfriend Elle started to cry was the moment I knew I had to get out of there. Now, I wasn't trying to be annoying, but later that night, I then got nearly arrested. I was somehow topless in the centre of Hvar, which apparently is illegal. And I was asked to put a shirt back on, which I told him I didn't have.
God, so, you're just a total hooligan, aren't you?
I wasn't being a hooligan.
You are.
I just
off, wandering around drunk in Hvar, picking fights at cash points.
I wasn't at
disgraceful behaviour.
So he proceeded to arrest me until a lovely passerby had a spare top for me to wear. The top wasn't a t-shirt or a shirt, but a girl's tank top. That coupled with the pizza I was holding made for the best photo ever. Which, by the way, we're going to post on
our
social media.
Wait, so what happened in the fight? You didn't actually say.
No, mate, he was so scary. I had to leave. He was scared. Oh,
so you didn't actually fight him?
No. When have we ever fought anyone?
You just said it was a fight.
Well, in my head, it was a fight that I won.
Oh, right, because you walked away. That's a good lesson.
I won the moral victory. I said, this is a moral victory to me, and I walked off.
Because actually, no one ever wins a fight.
No, the most ridiculous
everyone loses
things.
A fight. Yeah. Even if you win it, because actually you end up getting fucked by the
I just
police.
Don't really like fights in general. I just think aggression in general is one of I dislike aggression. I dislike siestas. I dislike organized fun. I dislike scuba diving. I dislike some
You dislike
bird.
Scuba diving.
I just don't like scuba diving.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You dislike some birds.
Yeah.
Like what?
I just don't like magpies.
Oh, I thought you meant like some girls.
Oh, that typical you. Watching too much Love Island.
Yeah, sorry about that. But do you know what? Yesterday, I was taking Buddy for a walk.
All my troubles seem so far away.
That's how it goes on if I was singing that. Buddy took him for a walk and was coming back with Katie back through the path to my field next to the canal. And there was a swan, two swans, a big, massive swan, and his cygnets.
Why do you say swan? Swan? Why is it?
Swan.
Okay. What about swan?
Swan. Two swans, one massive male swan and his wife, and then his little cygnets, just sitting in the path. So we couldn't actually fucking get through the path to our house. And every time I'd try and walk by with Buddy, he'd go...
Oh, God, it's so scary.
And I was just like, oh, my God, I don't even want to... I was like, I know that it's not going to kill me, but I don't fancy getting attacked by a swan. It's not something I want to do. Like, I actually had to go back and start do some more writing, and I was just like not in the mood to get attacked by a swan.
So, I'm never in the mood to be attacked by a swan.
So this is the most annoying thing. So then I had to go... I was like, oh, God, I've got to...
I love how your thought was, God, it's not the day to be attacked by a swan.
Yeah. No, it's not.
God, stop picking a fight with me, swan.
And then, Buddy was just sitting there going, like, looking at the swan.
What noise was he making?
He was going, and then
what is that noise you make? That a lot of nighttime as well.
What?
What?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Moving on, and then so I had to walk all the way around the canal or down over the bridge, go all the way around and back over the other bridge just to fucking get past the swan. So it took me like another half an hour.
Why did you just walk past it?
Because no, it would, there was nowhere. It was stinging nettles either side.
It's quite scary, actually.
And then there's this massive swan, and like the whole thing that swans will break your arm is a bit overhyped. Like so they're not that dangerous, but they're still like they'll still hurt you. Like they'll still cause you a bit of a bruise.
It wasn't the day to pick a fight with the swan.
No.
Friday.
And it kept, every time I tried to walk past it, it would walk towards me and go and lift up its wings.
Do it again, make the noise. sound like a vampire.
And then this is the most annoying thing, is that when we walked by where the swan was blocking the path, when we got there, the swan's like walked into the water. So we just walked all around all that way for like no reason.
Do you know what that is?
That's typical.
Impatience.
No, that's typical.
No, that is what they call it. What does it rain when you just washed your car?
That is...
a pathetic fallacy.
No.
What is it?
What?
What is it? Oh, Sod's Law. That's
Sod's
it.
Sod's Law, yeah.
It's nothing to do with pathetic fallacy. What was that?
You're a pathetic fallacy.
You have a pathetic fallacy. Friday. I've only just realised Love Island Oz, so no time to write a diary. I'll see most of my friends in July, and if you, the listener, are listening
You're
to this,
actually like... combining all of your words into one long word.
Yeah, I know. Didn't have any full stops.
Why don't you add some spaces? Enunciate.
I'll see most of my friends in July, and you, the listener, isn't probably listening to this because you're engrossed in the gossip from Love Island. So until next week, XOXO, Gossip Boy.
You're Gossip Boy.
My new superhero name, Gossip Boy.
Shit, you actually kind of are Gossip Boy.
No, I'm not Gossip Boy.
You are Gossip Boy.
OXOX. Gossip
XOXO.
Boy.
XOXO.
I should be Hugs and Kisses. Gossip Boy. Smooches and Cuddles. Gossip Boy.
God.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, what we want to say is we are going on tour, which is hugely exciting.
And we've actually just finished the first draft of the script.
Which actually made me lol and Francis lol a lot. So if you want to go and get tickets, go to www.privatepartspodcast.com. Go and find out what city is nearest you. We've got Leeds, we've got Swindon, we've got Corby, we've got all over the place. We want to see you there just because we freaking love you. Secondly, it would just be mean a lot to us, if we're honest.
We've got Hertford.
Yeah, we've got Hertford.
Hertford.
That's exactly it.
Actually, it's going to be my birthday in Hertford.
And my birthday is in Corby, so bring it on. Anyway, go
Your
and get
Your birthday's
the
in Corby?
Yeah.
Really?
3rd November.
Shit. Mine's... So all of you who want to be there for my birthday, and just buy a ticket to Hertford.
And Francis will buy you all a drink.
And I'll buy you all a drink.
So go and get your tickets, www.privatepartspodcast.com, and we'll love you forever. But on that note, Francis, please leave us with something inspirational.
Whatever you do in life, do it well.
And don't get typhoid. Typhoid?
Yeah, that's not inspirational. Just best avoid typhoid. Although you don't really need to try. It's quite a difficult thing to catch. Just be careful.
See you next week.